Now, the National Theatre Connections Festival is a celebration of young people, theatre making, and the importance of access to the arts. The Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch will be hosting four fantastic productions performed by youth theatre companies as part of the National Theatre's annual Connections Festival on the 7th and 8th of May. And here on the line to tell us all about it is James Watson, who is the Learning and Participation Producer at the Queen's Theatre. Hi, James.
Hi there.
Nice to talk to you this afternoon. First of all, before we go on to the National Theatre Connections Festival, what's a learning and participation producer? It sounds very interesting.
It sounds like a long title, really, doesn't it? It basically means I'm working on all of our outreach work here at the Queen's. So anything that engages young people, the local community and schools, it's facilitating all of those projects and all of those opportunities that the Queen's is offering across its local community.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds like it fits nicely with the National Theatre Connections Festival. It sounds like a great idea. Can you fill us in on a bit of detail?
Yeah. So this is a project that the National's been running for over 20 years now, and we've been a part of it for the last 4 or 5 years with our own young company. And the idea is that brand new work by really well-known playwrights is being generated specifically for young people and specifically for that 11 to 18 bracket for them to perform, that's giving an authentic voice and an authentic narrative to young people today, and generating some really, really exciting work for them to get their teeth into. And this offers an opportunity for young people across the country to get to grips with performance, to get to grips with other young companies, and to share that work and to work alongside professional venues like ourselves to really instill a great experience for them.
Yes, and getting young people involved, they're the future after all, and it's a great thing to be doing. Now, it's a national festival, isn't it? It's happening in theatres up and down the country. But can you tell us what's going to be happening in Hornchurch?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are hosting two different groups each evening across Sunday the 7th and Monday the 8th of May. And during that day, what the audience won't see is the opportunity for those young companies to work alongside our professional team, to rehearse their show on our stage, to work alongside our professional technical team and have a masterclass workshop with local artists. And then, having taken that learning experience for them, they get to share their work to a public audience in the evening, and each group will get to perform but also watch another young company performing their work. So they're seeing peers being really active in this field and being supported by other young people.
Yeah, sounds good. And the plays themselves, they've been specially commissioned for this. Can you tell us something about the writers?
Yeah, so all of the writers have worked across projects, some of them on national TV, some of them with the National, some of them within studio work, and the range of content that we've got is anything from quite a contemporary and dystopian future of youth and what the world could become with something like Zero for the Young Dudes, which Green Shoes will be performing on the Sunday, right back to a slightly more kind of period interpretation of adolescence and how that might be viewed by a more primitive society, with our kind of horror injection with the Monstrum on Monday the 8th.
Yeah, wow, excellent. Now, it's the second year the Queen's has been involved in this festival. How did it go last year?
Last year was really exciting. It was such a great opportunity for us that had been to other festivals to learn what other theatres have done and to be able to bring some of the best bits of all of those other venues into our work. And we hope that this year the opportunity and the experience of the young people, but also the quality of the work and the experience of the audiences coming to see this work is really stepping up each and every time.
Yeah, and it's a very reasonable price to go and see these productions as well.
It's £5 for the whole evening. You get two shows for that. It's an absolute steal. It's cheaper than the cinema, and it's going to be a really great night out.
Well, that sounds great. I'll have to try and come along myself, I think. Thank you, James. The National Theatre Connections Festival runs at the Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch, on Sunday the 7th of May and Monday the 8th of May, and starts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are just £5 and can be purchased by calling the box office on 01708 4433. 333 or online at queens-theatre.co.uk or in person from the theatre. Did I get that right, James?
Absolutely spot on.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for speaking to us, and good luck with the festival.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.